how do I know I've really got a band in here? Now, I understand that a professor... What was he? He looked like Professor O'Shaughnessy or something. He looked rather grumpy to me. Escorted you into the studio, and he looked like a real rock and roll guy to me.
You know, he actually intercepted the real band on the way in, and we're just a bunch of college students that he kind of threw together. And
top bands from San Diego of the last century or so, please.
Wow.
Wow. Loaded questions.
In alphabetical order.
Joe, you should take this one.
In alphabetical order. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't have to be alphabetical order.
Actually, right. There was a band this last decade called Scarlet Symphony that has now become UV Tigers, and those guys are really excellent.
They're awesome, but both of their band names fall towards the end of the alphabet.
True, so, but there is nothing from A to S.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there any massive, big, because we know that, like, Orange County has got...
Oh,
some.
Come on, man. We got Jewel.
Okay,
Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. Jason Mraz.
Now we're talking.
Switchfoot is a hometown San Diego band.
Now we're swinging with true, you know, cream cheese and jelly.
Blink-182, yeah.
All-time great Joe Walsh from the Eagles.
B-side players. Who else?
Punk rock. Go
Louis
punk
the 14th
rock.
Is
Louis the
14th recently
is
signed.
Louis the 14th of San Diego.
Yeah, oh, Tristan yeah. Prettyman.
But
also.
Then they went to New York, right?
Well,
they left.
I don't even
okay,
know.
They're from San Diego. Let's just leave it.
Let's
there.
Move to bands that left San Diego.
Nobody leaves San Diego.
Some people can't handle perfection, you know, so they got to go cruise to the other side of the states.
Let's go surfing now.
Everybody.
Everybody's learning now.
That's right.
My listeners know nothing about you except that I've played you. That's not your fault. So a bit of history. How did you form? We'll do the boring questions first, and it'll get weird.
Oh, this isn't boring.
How did you form? What kind of music did you set out to play? And like that.
Well, this is a captivating novella, if you will.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know
Should
what?
I queue up
crazy.
Some bad stock music? I've got some really bad stock music.
Yeah, man, we're all about that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Actually, three of us have been playing music together for a while. We formed in Kansas City, of all places, in the Midwest. We feel like, you know, rock had its rise in the Midwest, if you will. And we just moved out here, and we set out initially to play, how would you word it? We tried to experiment a little bit with rock and roll, but we kind of ended up going just down the pop rock route and just throwing our little twist and turn into it, you know.
Speaking of which, this is a smart band. Did you all go to college? You all went to college, right?
We did.
You all went
That's
to college.
A good question. I'm glad you didn't ask till we all finish.
What?
You did finish.
I did finish.
Okay, come on. What degrees were there, and who got there?
It just took me a while.
Well, on the right with Scott, you've got a business degree.
Right in the center, you take.
And wait. You're not getting away with that easily. And what were you going to do with that business degree? Conquer the world.
I was
going to
freaking rock a band.
He was making mom and dad happy.
There you go. Right, numero deux.
Deux. Okay. Deux here.
Duh.
Political
here.
Science.
Poli sci.
Which was it was kind of a mistake. I was going for Spanish, but I just took a couple classes extra in the
political science. Poli sci.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still all holding day jobs, or is rock and roll paying the rent?
Oh man.
You know, we're gonna keep that a mystery. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on. Who's got the weird? Who's got the most annoyingly weird day job?
Oh, I sit in a van for 13 hours a day.
When he's not on the road.
What do you do? Deliver stuff?
No. You know what I do? I drink a lot of coffee and tea.
Good.
And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Hard in rock and roll not to hold a day job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's not... I'm not going to make it any more glamorous than it is.
No.
So wait a minute. Is every band on the label gonna have this?
Yeah.
This mattress.
That's to be an article.
If
this,
you're,
you know, I love the band. This brown telephone.
Yeah. If you're a band out there in San Francisco and you have
this
in your name,
silver camera.
Email.
Send
us
a MySpace.
MySpace. It's a whole nother.
So it's your label.
Yeah, it's our label.
But are you looking to sign people and stuff?
At this point in time, we don't really have any money, so it's more just like. It's more just kind of a friend deal.
You have 4,903 friends on MySpace,
oh
not
my
counting
gosh.
Three members of the band in the top eight.
We take anything we can get.
Who is your favorite of the 4,903 and why?
We're going to offend like 4,902 people right here.
Come on, that's you have a true, chance. This is a chance to pick up the appropriate, you know, anybody you want to, you know, get to know better or not.
Well, we could say something.
Even though some members of the band are not allowed to say that because they have wives, and we know that. But
yeah, we could say something really inappropriate. Which
yes, you could. Go ahead. Yeah. No, but you know what's really interesting? Let's go a different way because I noticed this on yours last night, and it really hit me. That half of the people that become friends of other bands on MySpace are in bands, and then they put their placards or their JPEGs of all their gigs
in their comments.
In their comments. So suddenly it's become, and it's what everybody was scared it would become.
Yeah, so I mean, out of 5,000 friends, do you guys have any tops on there? I unfortunately don't frequent the MySpace as much as I should.
Okay, how many have you gotten the I want to be your friend and you know exactly that they don't really want to be your friend?
That's true, but technically you have to be 18 to join MySpace without parents' consent, so we assume all of our fans are 18 and older.
Technically. What do you think the average age of a girl is on MySpace?
The average age?
Yeah.
Is that not including all the girls who forget to put their age and so it says they're 99 years old?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Don't you love that? Yeah, seriously.
12 years old.
No, but in all seriousness, like there are like a group of people that totally like just run that and it's awesome. It's just dedicated fans, so yeah. That's really cool.
It really has become this mecca for bands that are trying to introduce themselves to do the network thing. If there were not MySpace, half of the good bands that are out there probably would not exist.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Which, so it's doing, I'm making fun of it, but it's.
No, it's, no, but it's true.
You ready? This is one of the, I've done so many of these interviews, and you know, you do research, right? And you Google, but I found one of the greatest things I think I've found in 30 years.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to share it with you. But first, I want to read you what I have in my hands from the Spartan Daily, which is, I think, a San Jose State college newspaper.
As long as it's not from the old Noise Ratchet message boards, we should be okay.
No, you're not okay. Nobody's
We're
okay.
Not okay. All right.
So this is from the Spartan Daily, and I was going to write her an email last night, but what I'm going to do is send her a copy of what I'm about to read you on CD, because this girl needs a lesson.
Tear it up, man.
Because, okay, your communications, right? So I was entertainment editor of one of my college newspapers, and then, you know, you write reviews. Well, Evie Smith,
spared none,
of the Spartan Daily. I want to read you about the Flaming Lips first. So this is the Flaming Lips, right? Big band. Nobody really says anything bad about Wayne Coyne. Has, you know, have the Flaming Lips ever really gotten a bad review?
No, because they're genius.
Not from
right.
us.
So they ever gotten a bad review? Evie Sands. Everything about the Flaming Lips is bizarre, from the band's name to its music and even the hearsay story of how the group originally formed in the 80s. Supposedly, guitarist Wayne Coyne stole a set of instruments from a church in his native Oklahoma City and started a band. This 12-track CD is better played one song at a time versus straight through. Each song is interesting to listen to, but when you play the CD in its entirety, it becomes a chore for the ear. The entire album leaves listeners scratching their heads. Now, wait till I get to you. This is the Flaming Lips. Each song has good lyrics if you can get past the electrical sounds and chirps in the background. The ninth song on the album, Haven't Got a Clue. I was at 11:30 last night. It's a miracle my daughter didn't wake up because I was laughing so hard. With its upbeat pop electronic sound exhibits, comical lyrics such as, every time you state your case, the more I want to punch your face. It's one of those situations where you're not sure if you're supposed to respond to find it funny, but you can't help but laugh. The message on the CD seems to be the drug-induced political ranting of a band that has never really hit it that big, but somehow still manages to release mediocre albums every few years.
Wow.
Britney Spears fan for sure.
Wow,
Why do the Flaming Lips get to sit on the royal throne of cult band status? I like the royal throne of cult band status. It's a mystery. The only question left to answer is, what crappy conceptual CD will the Flaming Lips force the world to listen to next?
Oh, man, bring Whoa. Ours on. I'm excited.
Yeah, now I'm really excited to hear ours.
Okay, no violence in the studio. And
we
I'm
got
not
love.
Editing.
That's all we got.
It's always hard with a new band. Okay, no holiday with new SoCal rock band would be the headline.
Well, that's a good start.
It's always hard with, this is one of the best things I've done. I'm so proud of this. It's always hard with a new band to tell if they are really going to make it to stardom, and this holiday life is no exception.
Wow, shoot it straight.
The
Evie.
Band has a decent sound, but at times adapts a god rock aura in its music. It comes off sounding like Christian rock music, which is, as a genre, is a complete contradiction in my head. I think she's got more than a complete contradiction in her head.
What is Christian rock
music? Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and God, the ingredients don't mix well.
Actually, she's right about that.
Let's keep going.
All right.
After doing some research on the band, I couldn't find any religious ties that could be connected to its music. I guess it is just soft. I'm sorry, boys, but you're just soft.
Yeah, I've been working
out. Wow. Hey, there's better. Which raises the question, what the heck is going on in the San Diego music scene? Friction is... Oh, I remember when that city produced quality music and musicians, not this whiny, insipid crap. Friction is 14 tracks of bland music from start to finish. There are a few noteworthy tracks. So you see, it's from start to finish, it's bland, but then there are a few noteworthy. So she's kind
of... Those are the secret tracks in between.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know, the ones I
which
heard.
Which make
right?
it a 17-track album.
The sitar symphony that you put in there.
We got Anushka Shankar play on it.
Fire, how do we know she's not actually a member of the Flaming Lips writing this record?
Firefly and Digital show some potential and are probably the only songs worth listening to on the entire CD. I could see This Holiday Life becoming more popular with adult contemporary listeners. That was This Holiday Life versus the college rock crowd. God knows how much crap gets put into that category. And it's all great because it's all, she doesn't write paragraphs. They're all just like one-liners. Jay Leno could do this. It's better. I kept listening to this CD and waiting for something good to happen. I'm going to put a laugh track in here. They showed the, right? With the laugh track from, like, you know.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones would be great. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Wilma! Huh? I kept listening to the CD. Blah, blah, blah. They showed me the potential and talent to make good rock music, but never delivered. Did you show her that? Which one of you showed her something?
Yeah.
A few songs have really strong intros, but they just seem to die by the time the chorus starts. I swear I'm not making this up. It's very listenable, but it's like the equivalent of eating unsalted popcorn. It's okay, but not very gratifying. Why bother?
It's better for you.
The music industry is fickle and irregular in determining who gets the golden key and who gets stuck playing gigs for peanuts. Something about being from Southern California seems to help bands get record contracts signed. This band isn't worthy of leaving San Diego County, which should say something about its upcoming summer tour. And the last line, it's bands like this that are ruining the genre, or rock and alternative music. Don't waste your time.
Wow. Thanks, Evie.
So now.
Now we're going to go look at a list of Evie's good reviews.
We are going to send. I did. There are a couple. And she did some political reporting before this. I know all about her. So we're going to send. We are, as a team, going to send her a copy of this CD at the Spartan Daily. So you have your opportunity right now to respond. You know, and you know, we're not talking about, you know, like John Perales of the New York Times. This is Evie Smith. And you don't mess with Evie Smith.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I mean, we make music and we make a product, and we never claim that everybody's going to like it. So if she doesn't like it, that's awesome. She's probably still fun to hang out with.
I think the only thing I would say to Evie is just,
Keep playing that rock and roll.
It's a good review, but just keep growing a little bit, because it doesn't really seem to make sense all the way through. I think what we need to do is, after today, we need to go out and try to put some more religious stuff out on the internet for her, so that she can kind of associate the whole God rock thing. I mean,
I think you should.
For real, you know?
Hey, not everybody gets Michael Jackson, but we all know that he is a God. So if there's any correlation, you know, Evie doesn't have to get us. That's all right.
Wasn't that special?
Dude, that was super special, man.
I was really, really proud when I found
Thanks
that.
Thanks to Dennis the Menace.
I was very proud of that. I'm gonna live with the fact that I found Eve. The last thing that we like to do to fill the rest of the hour, and we got enough of you that we can do it. We've got a quorum. We call it a musical sandwich. And we've done this with over 100 bands. We take two of your songs. See, you can't see it on radio. This is the symbology, right? What I should do is bring in real stuff. Two of your songs as the bread, and then as many songs from other artists as you want to play in between. Yeah.
I'd love to play El Salvador by Athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Love that album.
Okay.
Do we want to pick one?
My turn. Why don't we go with Sunday Bloody Sunday, since it's an inspiration to us all.
What about Jesus He Loves Me by Genesis?
Yes. That goes out to Evie.
Thank you.
Johnny Cash.
There you go.
And we actually don't need to play that because you just sang it. So
I sang a lot of them, didn't I?
Yeah.
How about
Mike we
Jackson
love Johnny Cash.
Something off of the
off a Thriller.
No, well, I was thinking earlier.
How about Rock With You, though?
Why don't we play the Flaming Lips, something off Yoshimi. Like,
no, just straight Yoshimi Battles, the Pink Robots.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Just title track.
Cool. Okay, give me a song that's going to fall into your song. It's going to make this segue that I'm just going to sit here and go, wow, they're brilliant.
Uh-oh. Bee Gees, More Than a Woman to Me. That's the inspiration for Motions on my part.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, The Menace. I've